Every summer, waves build up the sand on the beaches at the mouth of the Russian River, effectively damming it off and creating an estuary where endangered salmon can grow in relative safety. And that estuary becomes bigger than you might think.
It's where the river meets the sea. So when the river mouth is open, the estuary actually extends up to Austin Creek, the upper extent of the tidal exchange. But when the barrier beach forms and the river mouth closes, a lagoon forms, and that lagoon actually extends all the way up to Vacation Beach. So it essentially doubles the size of the estuary.
That's Jessica Martini-Lamb, an environmental resource manager for the Water Agency. She explains that the river continues to add fresh water to the brackish lagoon near Jenner, which is good for the fish.
Salinity still exists in the estuary, but we start to see what's called stratification, where the denser sea salt water is on the bottom and the fresher water is on the top. And that fresher water increases in depth as time goes by with the river mouth closed or with a small inlet. And that fresher water is what we're trying to target for improved habitat conditions for juvenile steelhead.
And, she adds, the agency's recent monitoring of the young fish shows they are thriving in that lower estuary.
We'll capture them once and capture them again and then measure their growth. We do see that they grow pretty quickly in the estuary, so we know there's really good food sources for them out there.
But this year, water conditions on the river are different, observes Russian riverkeeper Don McIntyre.
Water quality conditions for salmon this year have been incredibly good compared to the drought years. The water temperatures got very cold this winter. We had substantial and prolonged flows in a lot of the major tributaries where the spawning occurs. We also filled up our reservoirs, which helps preserve cold water for later in the year.
These changed circumstances, he says, should allow for mildly higher river flows this summer.
There's probably a level that's not quite as low that could maintain water quality for recreation, avoid things like blue-green algae, and also improve conditions for fish, and improve our water supply reliability by keeping a little more water in the lake to prepare for a potential drought. Because with climate change, a drought is potentially happening every year.
But since 2008, an official biological opinion from the National Marine Fisheries Service has limited flows, specifically for the benefit of the endangered salmon species, while also allowing breaching of the river mouth when water flood levels rise to approach local flood levels in Jenner. This year, McIntyre says, he's hoping to see a more comprehensive assessment before the final decision is made by the State Water Resources Board.
They have a much broader mandate than National Marine Fisheries Service. They also have some very good scientists and biologists there who often have a greater understanding of water quality dynamics. Ultimately, they're going to make the final call.
The higher flow is also desired by many river area businesses as it supports economically important recreational uses of the waterway during the summer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.